the grace of the Lord. And so if he confirmed it with that, that must be that they were saying, this is what the grace of the Lord is all about, folks. This is what is yours in the Lord. For those who are in Christ Jesus, this is what is yours. And remember, we had a message recently where the Lord said, I will show you what it is like for those who will come to me, hear my teaching, and obey me. Okay? And so the grace of the Lord, they spoke boldly about this amazing grace. This grace that takes us from, oh, I don't deserve it. Now, Jane, what a perfect, anointed illustration of this. In what you said you do for Hawken, what every parent does for their child, baby doesn't hold that bottle out away from the baby and say, nan, you know. Now, we do ask our puppies to dance for their treats once in a while, so they will do the trick. But you know what? We never, ever, I have never yet put one back in the bowl because they didn't do exactly what I wanted them to. You know? But God doesn't, when we give me a special favor and blessing, it's a thing of where Jane knows, Hawk, it's time for you to have a drink. And I'm more than happy to coddle you in my arms, pick up your head, and pour it into you. God is more than happy. And he said to us this morning, I long for you to be victorious in every area of your life. That's grace. His grace enables us to be victorious in everything and over everything because it's a special favor. The special favor for whatever you may need is in the Lord. We'll keep running to him. We're moving toward the perfection to receive that amazing grace, have that understanding. Okay, now, grace is mentioned not that many times, even up to about the end of Acts. But from Acts through Revelation, grace, I think there's 96 different references to grace, to the special favor of God. Now, one of the big teachers, one of the most elaborate teachers and the most elaborate mentioners of grace is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul caught, I believe, an understanding of grace that nobody else had been able to catch. The Apostle Paul figured out how to transition from, oh, woe is me, I don't deserve this. You know, Hawken will never put on his little board, Mom, I don't deserve that drink. And in fact, our children, God, if we would pay attention to the Word and to our children show us what the grace of God is like. They expect special favor. They expect special favor, even if they've done everything to deserve nothing. And the fact of the matter is, we're much like that with God as well. We expect special favor when we've been really neglecting Him. Didn't Ryan talk about how it's only in the tough times that then we will at least ask the Lord, we still aren't relying on Him. If we haven't relied on Him in the good times, we aren't really trusting Him in the bad times. We're just throwing it up because we don't know who else to talk to. We don't know what else to do. But if we will transition into this understanding, you know something? I have the grace of God in my life, the special favor and blessing of God. It's not anything that I've earned, but it's something I certainly ought to enjoy. I certainly ought to receive. If we will make that transition, just go ahead and take it and begin to walk in it. And there's a battle that rages to keep us from walking in it. But Paul would always say, grace and peace to you, special favor and the blessing of the Lord be to you. The last reference in the Bible to grace is in Revelation, and it's grace and peace to you. It's special favor and blessing to you. You see, because religion, because man has sort of removed the idea that God would want to do anything really special for people except take them to heaven, nobody has expected anything from God. And if you don't expect anything from God, God's not going to force you to have anything, even though I believe that His grace is so under pressure that it spurts out on us sometimes because He's trying to woo us in. And remember back to some time ago when Judy had the vision of the big bubble and that there was a drip coming out of the bubble. And then she said that it began to flow. And I believe that God is taking us and the body of Christ, anyone who hears to hear, into this place of a deeper understanding of God's grace, His special favor toward us. Now, in our natural, and even in our spiritual sometimes, when we start hearing someone talk about special favor from God, we either skip that off to heaven, or we start looking at something in our life that doesn't seem like we're in special favor, and we begin to negate that from our circumstance, rather than saying, wait a minute, it's coming. It's coming. Remember the message that we heard about, if I don't have it in my hand, I have it in my Lord. And trusting in the fact that we have it in Christ. Because it's necessary. The apostles knew that if they were going to get people to come to Jesus and live for Jesus, they needed to speak about what God would do for them. Because all of the people, the Jews and everyone else, knew that God was a doer. Didn't they? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All the way through Scripture, God was a doer. When He chose Israel, He said, I'm going to do some things that are going to amaze you. They're going to astound you. They're going to just make you go, wow. And He did it. And it made all the people around them go, wow, as He did it as well. Didn't it? The people knew that they were... The people knew when Israel was seeking God, because nobody could touch Israel.